So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 5, text number 11. Gopya sumrishta mani kundala nishkakantyash. Chintrambara pati shika chuta malya varsha. Nandalayam savalaya vrajatir virejur. Vyalola kundala payodara hara shobha. Word by word translation. Gopya. The gopis. Sumrishta. Very dazzling. Mani, made of jewels. Kundala, wearing earrings. Nishkakantya, and having little keys, and lockets hanging from their necks. Chitra Ambara, dressed with varieties of colored embroidery. Pati, on their way to Yashoda Mai's house. Shikachyuta, fell from their hair. Malyavarsha, a shower of flower garlands. Nandalayam, to the house of Maharaj Nanda. Savalaya, with bangles on their hands. Vrajati, while going in that costume. Vireju, they looked very, very beautiful. Vyalola, moving. Kundala, with earrings. Payodara, with breasts. Hara, with flower garlands. Shobha, who appeared so beautiful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the ears of the gopis were brilliantly polished jeweled earrings, and from their necks hung metal lockets. Their hands were decorated with bangles, their dresses were of varied colors, and from their hair flowers fell onto the street like showers. Thus, while going to the house of Maharaj Nanda, the gopis, their earrings, breasts, and garlands moving, were brilliantly beautiful. Purport. The description of the gopis who were going to the house of Maharaj Nanda to welcome Krishna is especially significant. The gopis were not ordinary women, but expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency, as described in the Brahma Samhita. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bi stabirya eva nijarupataya kalabi goloka eva nivasatya kilatma butto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha Laksha vriteshu surabir abipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra shatasambra masevyamanam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Brahma Samhita 5:37-29. Krishna is always worshipped by the gopis wherever he goes. Therefore, Krishna is so vividly described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also described Krishna in this way. Ramya kachit upasana vraja vadu vargena yakalpita. All these gopis are going to offer Krishna their presentations because the gopis are eternal associates of the Lord. Now the gopis were more jubilant because of the news of Krishna's appearance in Vrindavan. again the translation. In the ears of the gopis were brilliantly polished jeweled earrings, and from their necks hung metal lockets. Their hands were decorated with bangles, their dresses were of varied colors, and from their hair, flowers fell onto the street like showers. Thus, while going to the house of Maharaj Nanda, the gopis, their earrings, breasts, and garlands moving, were brilliantly beautiful. So, now here is the description of the gopis who were coming to the place where this ceremony was taking place, where Krishna was born. And here it's written that they were very nicely dressed, many ornaments and so on. And we probably all know the pastimes of the gopis with Krishna. They're quite confidential. They seem like they're the pastimes of this world, but they're actually not. And this is actually the first point that Srila Prabhupada mentions this in this purport, that the gopis were not ordinary women, but expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency. Because when you read these pastimes about the gopis and Krishna, if someone new reads, or someone who doesn't have enough spiritual background, spiritual knowledge, he may think that this is like ordinary dealings, you know, boys and girls and so on. But when we are reading this, we should always keep in mind that that the gopis, they're not ordinary women, that they're expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency, and also that Krishna is not an ordinary person, that he's not just like a cowherd boy, that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by this, if you understand this, we can like read these pastimes with the proper consciousness. It's like very interesting that this is the most intimate like part of our philosophy, like Rasa Lila and so on. And that Srila Prabhupada, because he was thinking that he will soon leave his body in the 1970s, he wrote the Krishna book. And one may think like why didn't he write other books, you know, this is like the most confidential part and so on. But he wrote it because he wanted to give, you know, the Krishna's pastimes to others, you know. And he also added his like purpose so that we can understand them properly, in a proper way. And we can actually read these pastimes, it's not prohibited, but we should read them with the proper consciousness. And also, I think Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in one poem, I don't know the name of it, but he wrote that when we are on the level of Vaidhi Bhakti, so this is sadhana bhakti, when we don't have this attachment for Krishna, this pure love for Krishna, when we still have some material contaminations and so on, that on the path of this Vaidhi Bhakti, we should look to this pastimes of the gopis and this Madhurya Rasa with awe and reverence. That we say, okay, I'm not on this level, but I understand that this is a very high level and I don't go so deeply in it. I respect it, but I leave it there, you know, because I'm not there. I'm not on the level of Adi Bhakti. I'm working on my anarthas and so on. And this is like the proper attitude when reading this pastimes and so on, because maybe some of you don't know, or most of you probably know, that there are a certain group of so-called Vaishnavas who are imitating these pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis, that they say that if you have many girlfriends, then you can realize the rasa, you can realize what kind of emotions they're experiencing and so on, you know. But the problem is that they still have these material contaminations. They're jumping over their qualification. They're jumping over to a level that they're not, you know. It's like taking a medicine that our body cannot process. Because it is said also in the Shastra that these pastimes, these intimate pastimes, are meant also to cure our material lust. When we read these pastimes, that they should purify our lust and material contamination, which is in one sense it is true. But if you're not prepared to take this medicine, if you're not qualified to take it, then we will not get the effect of the medicine. We won't get cured of it like this. And also, recently read, I think it was by Bhakti Goswami, he said that there are many controversies about whether to bathe in Radha Kund or not. And then he said that there are many instructions about this, whether to bathe or not, you get like immense benefit and so on. But the real question is, are we qualified to, even if you bathe in it, are we qualified to get the mercy of it, you know? So this is also one aspect. If you're qualified to get this higher mercy, this this benefit from reading these pastimes. So for us, when reading these pastimes, it's most relevant, you know, to like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, to look with it with respect, with reverence, and so on. Če grem per hiter, me kar ustopa. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to say. And also one thing that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, he was very like emphasizing this respect towards these higher pastimes and so on. And he also said that we don't want to live on Radha Kund, but we can be at Gordham, because Gordham is a bit lower than Radha Kund, and in this way we can always respect Radha Kund, Radharani, in these pastimes that are going on. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very clear on this point, that we should always know what our position is and what is the position of these pastimes and the devotees participating in it. But also, this is one part that we should take into account when reading this, but we can also take inspiration from the gopis. Of course, they're on a higher level, we cannot imitate them, but we can be inspired by their example, that they're so, you know, in this verse it is described that they dress very nicely for Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure, you know. And everything that they're doing, you know, they're doing for Krishna's pleasure. And this can be also our inspiration, that everything that we do, that we always think how to please Krishna. So in this way, the gopis can be relevant for us, you know, that we can, in our every action, with every thought, that we think how to satisfy Krishna. That we develop this intense love for Krishna, this thinking how to satisfy Krishna, how to give my best to satisfy him, and so on. Because it is also here in the purport is Srila Prabhupada cites this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that actually the worship of the gopis is the highest, because they're sacrificing everything to love Krishna, to satisfy him. They were living in the middle of the night, their husbands, their families, you know, which is considered very, very sinful to do. But they did it out of love for Krishna. They wanted to see him, they wanted to satisfy him. And we are also aspiring for this level, that we fully surrender to Krishna, that we achieve this pure devotional service. This is what we want, this is our goal, to serve purely Krishna without any motive, only in order to please him. So this is actually our goal, and we can take example from the gopis. And this is also the essence of Krishna consciousness, that we do everything for the pleasure of Krishna, and that we ultimately develop love for him. Like it's also this verse in the Bhagavatam, that if we do all our duties, our dharma, and if we don't develop our love for Krishna, then it's all useless. And if we don't do our dharma, but we nevertheless develop our love for Krishna, then our endeavors are successful. So it doesn't matter so much what we do and so on in terms of achieving external results. I mean, of course, this is important, but we should also focus whether we are developing this love for Krishna, this service attitude, you know, that we want to be a servant, that we want to be in a position of servant, not an enjoyer, that we can see others as an object of service, not of enjoyment. And Krishna actually only wants this from us, this service attitude, this our desire to love Him and to serve Him, because and all these activities that we have in devotional service, such as deity worship, sankirtan, chanting and so on, is meant that we develop like a relationship with Him, that we serve Him. Krishna, when He appears like Archavigraha in the deity form, He doesn't need our service. He doesn't need that we offer bhoga to Him, that we offer Him food and so on, because He's hungry or something. But He wants, He is giving us an opportunity to connect with Him, that we love Him, that we offer Him the food with love and devotion, that we do some service for Him. So it's meant that we get this opportunity to develop love for Him. And He also says this in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam, Yame Bhakta Prachati, Tadaham Bhakti Upahritam Ashnaim Paryat Tatmana, that if one offers me like a leaf, water, fruit with devotion and love, I will accept it. So Krishna is like giving an opportunity to everyone to love Him, to develop a relationship with Him. Even Srila Prabhupada mentions in that purport that even a beggar, even a homeless man, he can give something to Krishna. Everyone can give some water, some leaf, you know, and he can offer it with love, and in this way Krishna will accept it. So Krishna in that verse, he's showing his like liberal nature, you know. He doesn't want these material things, but he wants the love, you know, of an individual. And he's like open to everyone. He's not, you know, he's giving an opportunity to all living entities to love Him, to offer Him this love. And also in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's, when he's explaining different processes of how to attain Him. And the first step, he says that the best is that you always think of Me with love and devotion, and that you're like with your mind absorbed in Me. And then in the next verse, he says that, okay, if you cannot do this, then just follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga and develop a desire to attain Me. So Krishna, and in the purport also Srila Prabhupada says that many of us, we are not on this level of spontaneous attachment to Krishna, but we are on the level of Vaidhi Bhakti, to follow the rules and regulations. And Srila Prabhupada says that certainly if we follow properly the process which is given to us by the Acharyas, by our spiritual master, like namely chanting the Maha Mantra, worshipping the deities, associating with devotees and so on, if we do this properly, then it will yield the proper result. And if we don't do it properly, then we will get some result, but not the proper result, the result that we desire. It's like, you know, we all have the same medicine, right? We're all chanting Hare Krishna, we can all dance in front of Panchatattva, we can all take prasadam and so on. We all have like an equal opportunity, but it depends how we take advantage of this opportunity, you know. With what kind of consciousness do we chant Maha Mantra? With what kind of consciousness are we dancing in front of the deities? Are we reading Srila Prabhupada's book every day, studying it and so on? So everything is there. We just have to take advantage of it, take the mercy and so on. And by this, by following this process, we can awaken this dormant love of God that we have it in ourselves. Because sometimes we think we don't have this love for Krishna. Actually, we have Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says that it is dormant in everyone's heart, but it's covered by material contamination. We have love for others, for the opposite sex, for our country, for material things and so on. But by following this process, we can purify ourselves. And I mean, Krishna will purify us according to our efforts. And then we can develop this love for Krishna and taste it, this love for Krishna. One important thing is that also, as Krishna is enjoying this love of us that we're offering to Him, this service attitude, that we should also enjoy it. But the difference is that we don't enjoy it in the mood of an enjoyer, that we think, okay, I'm the enjoyer, I'm gonna enjoy prasada, I'm gonna dance in front of the deities, you know, for my enjoyment. But we do it for Krishna's pleasure, we do it in a mood of a servant, and then the byproduct is that we feel this bliss of being a servant, of service. Because we're like Vedanta Sutra says that we're Ananda Mayobhyasa, that we're pleasure-seeking beings, and we're always seeking for happiness. We cannot stop this. So whether we seek it in material happiness or like in in Krishna consciousness. So it's very important for us that we also taste this nectar of bhakti, this nectar of being a servant, of service to Krishna, that we are like in the servant mood. Because otherwise, if you don't taste it, then we will like gravitate towards material enjoyment, you know. And sometimes we are like in this, in the middle path, you know. We are like trying to renounce material pleasure, you know. We are renouncing it, but at the same time, we are not experiencing this spiritual happiness, this nectar of Krishna consciousness. And it's like very hard, you know. They're just like renouncing, telling your mind you should not enjoy this. But you don't give it like, you don't give it the, how to say, you don't give it the other happiness. You don't enjoy materially, but you also don't enjoy spiritually. Then you're like, what to do now, you know, I'm agitated and so on, you know, I have these material desires, but I cannot fulfill them. And I'm also not feeling happy chanting, you know, and doing the process. So what should I do now? You know, what should I do now? So if you're, many times I experienced this, and many times probably you have also experienced this. So we should always, you know, situate then ourselves in a way that we will experience this nectar of Krishna consciousness. Because there is so, like Shikshashtaka says, you know, Ananda Buddhi Vardhanam. This is like an ocean of bliss, an ocean of bliss. And Krishna is an ocean of bliss, and we are like chanting, and we are like, you know, bored, and we get sleep and so on. So probably there's nothing wrong with Krishna, there's something wrong with us. You know, we don't have the proper attitude. So it's so important that we seek this nectar. Kadamba Kanana Swami said in one class that we should become nectar hunters. We cannot just wait for the nectar to come, you know, but we have to seek it, you know. And as I said, we have everything here. We have the Maha Mantra, we have the deities, we have Kirtan, we're doing Harinam, we're doing book distribution, and we can enjoy these activities in a servant's attitude, you know. We should actually, because this will drive us forward in our Krishna consciousness, because it's much easier to advance in Krishna consciousness if you're attracted by Krishna, if you're attracted by devotional service, if you're like spontaneously, okay, I want to do this, I want to chant Maha Mantra, I want to go on book distribution, I want to give Krishna consciousness to others, I want to serve. It's much better than just like telling, okay, I have to chant, I don't like it, but I have to chant, I have to wake up in the morning and so on, you know. This is like only on the level, you know, I should do, I don't feel like it, but I should do, but I really don't feel like it, I would rather do something else. But we should come to this level that we experience the nectar. Okay, it's really nice, you know, to chant the Maha Mantra, it's really nice to have Kirtan, really nice to go on book distribution and talk about Krishna to others, you know, that we get attracted by this. And then it will be much easier, you know, to advance, it will be much easier to do these activities more often, in a more attentive way, to raise the quality of our service and so on. So it's very important. And also it's like, it's not, one may think, we may be maybe thinking sometimes that, yeah, maybe it's selfish, you know, that I want to enjoy, I want some happiness for myself. Yes, it is selfish if you want to enjoy separately from Krishna, if you want to be happy without Krishna. But it's not selfish if we like desire, okay, I want to be happy in Krishna consciousness, I want to experience the nectar, so that therefore I will be able to move closer to Krishna, so that I will be so that I will sacrifice more, that I will do my service better, you know. Because then this is good, then we are moving towards Krishna. We are enjoying with Krishna, not separately from him. So it's very, like, really, really important that we experience this nectar, this happiness in Krishna consciousness in a proper way. And then also the result is, as Bhagavatam says, that the natural byproduct of advancement is that we will develop detachment. That we will, because if we get like something better, then we will naturally renounce a lower thing. And also Krishna recommends this, that we develop this higher taste, param drishta nivartate, because we try to regulate our senses, control our senses and the mind, which is like very hard. They're like the senses are described like the serpents. They're always, you know, seeking some sense objects to enjoy them and so on. But if we develop this higher taste, this happiness in Krishna consciousness, it's much easier, you know, because then we think, oh, what is this, you know, this material happiness, it's nothing, you know. You probably all have this experience, because you're battling with something really hard for so much time, you know, some like material attraction that you have, you know, and it's like really hard, and then you're really attracted, and then you go like, then you have some like really good japa, you chant some really good rounds, you go on Harinam, it's really ecstatic, and then you're like, you know, what is this, you know? I mean, what is this attraction? How was I so stupid to be attracted by it, you know? And also like, when I started to practice, I was like thinking, yeah, this Krishna consciousness is so nice, you know, everything's so nice, the prasadam, the devotees association, the books, it's really nice, but, you know, I was before I started to practice, I like to go to parties and dance and so on, you know, and like this, you know, and I was like, but, you know, I have still this desire, you know, to go to parties, to dance, you know, like, you know, to like, you know, enjoy, you know, in one sense. It was like, I really had like a dilemma, what should I do, you know? Still I had this desire, but still I was not completely experiencing this happiness of Krishna consciousness, like completely, you know, that I would be able to renounce it at that time. Then I was like, okay, I'll just go to the last party. It was like somewhere in the mountains, like really nice location, everything so nice, you know. I'll go to this last one party and then I'll renounce it completely, you know. And then, I think, like, in the next weekend, there was this Holy Name Festival, and we had, like, Kirtan, and there was Kanambakanan Swami Maharaj, and we had, like, he had, like, 2 hours of Kirtan, and it was, like, whoa, like, really, really powerful. Those of you who were in his Kirtans, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, you just go, it's like the spiritual world, you know, you get completely lost in bliss, you dance, you chant, you know, it's like, poof. And then the next day, you know, when I was reflecting about this, I was like, what is this, you know, why should I go to this party? It's like, this is nothing, you know, this is like the real thing, you know, dancing in Kirtan, this is like the real thing, you know. And I, like, by the mercy of Maharaj, I got, you know, this higher taste, you know, I got this happiness, you know, of Krishna consciousness. And then I was like, it was like really natural, I was like, you know, why should I go to this, why should I waste my time, you know. And it's like, better I'm here in the temple and service much better, you know, I got this taste, you know. So in this way, if we develop this happiness, which if we try to seek the nectar, then we will be, it will be much easier, you know, to advance. It's much easier to be like attracted by Krishna and positively engaged in devotional service than just, you know, okay, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't desire this, and so on and so on, and that we are motivated by this, you know, that we deny our desires. Of course, also when we experience this happiness, we're denying these desires, material desires, but it's much easier, you know, because we have spiritual desires, we have this spiritual happiness, and it's much easier than to advance. So, and also when we experience this happiness ourselves, it's natural that we want to share it with others, you know, it's so nice, you know. Lalit Govinda often, you know, comes to me and, you know, what have I read in this book? It's so nice. We have to sit down and speak about it. It's so nice. I have to share with somebody, you know. And also, and when we go on Harinam, when we feel like Krishna, really happy in Krishna consciousness, when we go on Harinam and book distribution, it's natural, much easier to also, that's my experience, to distribute books, to chant the holy name, you know. Because we're happy, and when we tell people, you know, this is really nice, this is the best thing you can have. Because you're convinced, it's also much easier than to convince others. They also feel, you know, okay, this person, he's really happy, you know, he's really convinced, he knows what he's talking about. So being happy in Krishna consciousness, experiencing the nectar, is not only like good for ourselves, for our own practice, but also for others, that we share it with others much easily. That also, also others, you know, who are non-devotees, that they can see, okay, this is the true thing, you know. So, yeah. So we should seek the nectar every day. We have to seek it every day in japa, in devotee association, in prasadam. Every day we have to become nectar hunters. So by this I would end this class. Thank you very much for your attention. Hope something was inspirational for you. And if everyone has any questions, comments.
Sem razmišljala, ko si govoril v angliščini.
Bom jaz prevedel po angliško, je v redu.
Sem razmišljala, ko si govoril o tem, o tem užitku ne, materialnem, ali pa tem v bistvu duhovnem in materialnem ne uživam več, ker pač nisem zunim, ti ne pogrešam. Ampak tukaj v duhovnem, pa jaz sem pa zdaj mogoče nekje na križišču, in tist, a veš, manjka mi ta džusi, moj džusi, a ne, vse rada služim, pojem, mantram, vse, kar se tiče božanstva, upravljam službe, ampak ta džusi mi manjka, ki je za to razpotje, veš, kot da bi mogel samo dodati roko, in hop, potem
Yeah, so she's asking how to okay, I'm here in the temple, I'm serving, I don't want to enjoy materia anymore. And I'm like doing all the services, I like to do them, but I'm like missing this juice, you know, this real happiness, this juice. And that I just feel that someone needs to pull me to this juice. Yeah, and actually it is like this, you know, this juice, Krishna gives it, you know. We're trying to endeavor and we're praying for this nectar, but at the end also Krishna gives it, you know, we're desiring it, but at the end Krishna gives us, you know, as also like, I don't know, with book distribution, what, when we distribute books, you know, we're endeavoring, but we try to distribute books, but Krishna decides how many books we distribute, you know, or who gets the books and so on, you know. And we should be also like that I think one important thing is also that we do activities in Krishna consciousness that like fulfill us, you know, because as you said, we may like to serve and do, you know it's service for Krishna and we like to do it, but it's not like completely something that you really experience it like nectar, you know. So we should seek something, I mean, all these activities that we do, we should think, okay, how should I do it better, you know, how should I chant my japa in a better way so that I will experience Krishna's presence more, how shall I, you know, read the books, how shall I surf in a better state of mind in order to be more receptive to this nectar so that Krishna will, you know, respond to me, that he will... reciprocate with me. And also we should ask ourselves, okay, what kind of activities do I like in Krishna consciousness, you know? For example, me, I like to, you know, read, you know, books, I like to listen to classes, you know, and I see that this, you know, it fills me up, you know, when I learn new things, when I, you know, see the connections between the verses and, or some practical thing that, practical tips for my current challenges, you know. Or maybe for someone, I don't know, for Tichomir, you know, certainly his favorite activity is to sing and play the harmonium, you know. He's doing it like every day. If he's not on the street, he's in studio practicing, you know. So this is probably for him something inspiring, something like, okay, I want to do this. This is like nectar. I want to go on out and chant the holy name, you know. And I don't know, for someone else, it may be to go on the altar, to worship the deities and so on. So we should find something which is like inspiring for us, some activity in Krishna consciousness. It may be reading books, associating with devotees, I don't know, listening about the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, something that inspires us, something that fills us up. So we should find something which applies to us. I think it's like an individual thing. And always, like, prayer always works if we pray, you know. Please, Krishna, I want to experience this happiness, this nectar, in order to come closer to you, so that I'll be able to renounce all these bad habits, material things that are driving me away from you. I want to experience the nectar of your holy name or your devotional service and so on, so that I can come closer to you. So prayer is always nice. Yeah. Are you ready? Okay. Okay. Anyone else? Something? And Narsingha Seva Prabhu likes to watch Mahabharata. This is his nectar. Yeah, he does, you know. Something in Krishna consciousness that inspires us and fills us up. So, yeah. Okay, if there is not anything else, thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.